Breakfast Briefing with NetWatch.
There's one woman on the front of pretty much all of the Irish newspaper front pages today, Molly Martins. The Irish Daily Mirror, Mall Out smug killer Molly Martins was all smiles as she was freed from prison yesterday. The Irish Sun headline, smirk of a killer. Killer Molly Martins smirks as she strolls out of prison yesterday. The former au pair left in a pinstriped blue dress, brought to jail by a lawyer, and went into a waiting car and drove off. And the Irish Independent also has her smiling on the front page. Molly walks free. Molly Martins smiles as she walks free after serving just over 4 years for the voluntary manslaughter of Limerick man Jason Corbett. Molly and her father Tom, who, reminder, was a former FBI officer, were both released from separate North Carolina prisons yesterday. There's a lot about Molly and Tom Martins and Jason Corbett in today's papers if you're interested in that particular case. The main story on the front of the Irish Independent is about Aer Lingus pilots. I know some people are nervous about upcoming flights and things like that, but the Indo says that Aer Lingus pilots want €50,000 extra a year to avert strike. This is IALPA, their union, seeking a 24% pay rise on behalf of almost 800 pilots at Aer Lingus. It would see the most senior captains at the airline, who are already at the top of their pay scale, getting more than €49,000 of an annual increase. And that's more than the basic annual pay of more than 3,500 of the 5,000 staff at the airline, according to the Irish Independent. And as we know, the airline and the union are deadlocked in a pay dispute that now threatens to spill over into industrial action. That's the main story there on the front of the Irish Independent. If you look at other elements, by the way, the pay increase sought by the union for the pilots would mean that the basic pay for the 200 most senior captains would rise to €256,000 a year. At the moment, they're on €207,000. And the Indo says when you add in elements like long service increments and flight pay, it's believed that the total pay for more than 200 pilots, for most of the 200 pilots on that scale, would jump to almost €349,000 a year when you add it all up. The Irish Examiner looks at the ECB interest rate cut yesterday, and it was an interest rate cut, but the benefits for Irish borrowers remain uncertain, according to the Irish Examiner, as lenders push back against calls to pass on lower borrowing costs in full, according to industry experts. So we all expected that the ECB was going to unveil a quarter point rate cut yesterday, the first since 2 years ago. But now what they're saying, the experts and the Examiner are saying, that the banks are unlikely to pass on full rate cuts. Also on the front of that paper, hundreds of balloons were released into the evening sky yesterday at a Limerick vigil to remember Nicole Morey, who died after a dog attack on Tuesday. There was a vigil held at her mother's home in Limerick. It was attended by more than 200 people yesterday, and Nicole Morey's sister Jolene led a countdown at the vigil before hundreds of coloured balloons were released into the sky as a selection of Miss Morey's favourite songs were played on a loud speaker. And apparently her sister said that she only hung up the phone to Nicole 2 seconds before she was fatally attacked. Just an awful, awful story. Staying with dog attacks, by the way, and staying with Limerick, the Irish Times tells us that a father of a boy who was savaged by a dog in Limerick last week has spoken of his horror, which left his son with 30 stitches to his face. Joe Flynn said his son Jackson, who's 8 years of age, is lucky to be alive after his head was grabbed by a dog and locked in the animal's jaws on Wednesday. So obviously, this man, Joe Flynn, was prompted to go public after Nicole Morey was mauled to death on Tuesday, and he wants to warn the public to be vigilant of any type of dog. This boy was attacked by a dog that wasn't a large dog and isn't on the list of restricted breeds, but he warned that the terrier-type dog nonetheless caused serious damage to his son's face. Which is an interesting conversation, because the debate over the past 24 hours has been about restricted dog breeds and banning certain breeds. This man is saying his dog was attacked, or sorry, his son was attacked by a terrier type dog, not on the restricted list. Now, if you drink energy drinks, you'll be interested in this one from the Irish Independent. Energy drinks have been linked to sudden cardiac arrest and may cause an abnormal heartbeat. And you can feel it when you drink some of these energy drinks that your heart rate does rise. And doctors are now warning that the drinks, which include high levels of caffeine and other accelerants, may increase the risk of abnormal heart rhythm. That's called arrhythmia. And they advise people with congenital heart conditions to limit their consumption of energy drinks. Scientists looked at the cases of 144 people, so not a huge study, but they looked at 144 who had sudden cardiac arrests, and they found that 7 of them had consumed an energy drink shortly before the event, which saw their heart stop beating. So it's described as scientists sounding an alarm over energy drinks. The Irish Examiner is an interesting one on vaping. I don't vape myself, so I'm not sure about this, but apparently 1 in 3 adults in Ireland don't know where to dispose of the vapes properly, because as well as the potential health concerns around vapes or the unknown health impact of vapes, there's also the litter aspect as well with these disposable vapes, and 1 in 3 don't know where to dispose of them properly, according to a new survey. And the research was carried out of 1,000 adults, and it found that 1/3 of people incorrectly believe vapes can be disposed of in the normal refuse bin, while 1 in 5 said they put them in their domestic recycling bin. And vapers are being urged to dispose of them by bringing them to any retail outlet that sells them when buying a new one, or you're supposed to dispose of them in the waste electrical and electronic equipment sites. These are the council civic amenity sites. Certainly, I'm sure a lot of people would throw their vape in the bin and wouldn't bother doing that. But anyway, that research is in the Irish Examiner. A couple of final stories for you. One is from the Mail, and Bridgerton is all over the papers today. Arriving on the red carpet last night, Derry Girls' Nicola Coughlan admitted she sometimes misses normality. So obviously she became a star on Derry Girls, and she's now reached new heights of fame after landing a leading role in Bridgerton. She's also just been announced for an upcoming adaptation of Enid Blyton's The Faraway Tree. And last night she was on the red carpet in Dublin for part 2 of Bridgerton season 3, and she was asked about her rise to fame, and Nicola Coughlan says she misses normality and being able to go to the shop or the pub without being recognised. She says sometimes she just wants to go and buy milk, but generally people are so nice and so friendly and it's beautiful. So she does miss some normality. She'll be on News Talk Breakfast this morning, by the way, and certainly her life is far from normal, because when you've Netflix money, there's lots of hair and makeup and security and all that other stuff. So really, she's being treated like a star now. Anyway, Ciara Kelly got to speak to her and Luke Newton, but really it's all about Nicola, and they'll be on News Talk Breakfast this morning. Final story for you comes from the Mirror. Just such a difference between what men go through and what women go through. 1/3 of women spend the equivalent of 1.5 months in pain during their adult lives, all in the name of beauty. So it works out that they spend 1 hour and 26 minutes each month on treatments like lip fillers and waxing. And while 79% of the 2,000 women surveyed said the level of pain was worth the reward, it'd want to be if you're spending 1.5 months of your life on this, but 1/4 admitted experiencing side effects from the procedure. The study also found 58% of women wish the treatments they endure were less painful, but 76% said they don't have a choice. And they've a beauty expert quoted in the Mirror as saying that women are suffering in pain for the sake of beauty, and the research shows it can be hard to avoid. And of course, men just have to have a shower, throw on the deodorant, and we are good to go. Now, they are the headlines in today's papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Netwatch
on News Talk.